1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
I thought I was lined up for a Christmas miracle yesterday.
Oh, I have to know more about this. I want to know about the great disappointment when you said
I've talked about the garage door issue.
Well, you ordered batteries for it. They came a few days late.
I ordered batteries before
for the opener.
Thanksgiving.
For your remote.
And I paid Jeff Bezos to get them to me quickly.
Mm-hmm. And they came in
extra.
They came in a shoebox size.
And they showed up. They showed up on Sunday.
Did you think you'd have them?
It was supposed to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Ooh. How much bubble wrap on that? Those diamond size?
Not any. I got one was in a one package of two batteries the size of nickels was in a box that you could fit like a the boxes that like a diamond ring would come in. You could get two of those in that box.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't have any wrapping or anything in it. And the other one was one battery the size of a quarter. And that was in a box twice the size of the other one. And that had nothing in it. Just everything rattling around. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so Jeff, if you're listening, might save on some shipping costs with smaller packages, but they might get lost. So I don't know your business, and you've done fine. So F you. I'd just like you to get things to me on time. When I want them the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it shows up the Sunday after, that's not really the expedited service I was paying for. Because the batteries themselves are, $3, $9 a good guy. All of them for under 10, probably.
Sure. You could have jumped in your car and gone down the street to batteries plus
whatever wasn't batteries, allowing for that.
It's batteries plus light bulbs.
Yeah.
Now, is that it? Is that does the plus end at light bulbs? Batteries plus light bulbs. That's okay because you pick something else.
I know. As long as they don't call it just batteries and more.
And more. Right.
Because it's either got to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Right?
But they've thrown bulbs on there, so I'm okay with
I'm
that.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
And I was going to, but my laziness said, I'll just order them on the internet. Right. If I go there and get them today, I don't have time to fiddle with it, so I'll just order them on the internet, and they'll be here in a couple of days. And that turned into, instead of Wednesday being
Saturday.
Sunday,
excuse me. Okay. It's kind of late. Could be irritating.
So I didn't fiddle with it Sunday.
So yesterday was the day.
Yesterday was the day.
Now you took the other batteries out, and just as backing up here, this is like on a previously on the Bob and Brian show.
Right, because
you took the batteries.
The door had been locked, and then the wall unit wouldn't unlock. It said it was unlocked.
Hold on, just to be clear here, it was locked on the actual wired-in remote that's mounted in the wall in the garage. Somebody hit lock on
there. Yeah, the wall mount.
Right.
The wall
unit. There was no physical lock on the door. It's a lock on the button on the wall.
Okay. Right.
Where it tells you the time and temperature.
Yeah.
And
changes the language. There's a language button.
I've got that too. Do you ever set the time on there?
No.
Mine's not right.
And the temperature is off too.
I don't refer to that for the time or the temperature ever. I don't.
And yet,
I have a.
It's right there when I walk out to the truck every morning.
It would
go out the door and you look over there to your right and it's 75 degrees. It is not.
It would be my fourth choice in the garage for a time check. One, I wear a watch. Two, I have my phone with me 99% of the time. Get the time there. I have a big clock on the wall. It's a big Harley-Davidson clock hanging on the wall in the garage. And then I have the wrong time on my garage door opener. Mm. All right. So you're like everybody else. The temperature's wrong, and the time has never been set. I probably set it when I first moved in 3 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the batteries. Now here's the sticking point with the battery for people who didn't catch this last week. You took the old batteries out of the remote, but didn't look at it closely, so you're not sure which way the new batteries go in, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I sort of looked at them, and I figured, I'll remember, and then I didn't. So, yeah. Or right. If I thought I did, I was suspicious of my memory. Is that right?
Yeah.
How do I know?
Right. Do you have another remote?
No.
Okay.
I gave it to my son, and I keep forgetting to ask him
I actually ordered more. I think I have 4 or 5 remotes.
Really?
For my garage. Because there were, here, just take a remote. That way you can, daughters and son-in-laws and stuff like that. Just, then you can get in. Even though there's just keypads, you could just get out and punch in the code and get in. I just felt like this is more convenient for others involved. So, okay.
I set to work. I sat at my desk, turned on the little lights that helped me see really well.
Like the fixer, like your little fixer.
Right, like
shop.
A little watch fixer or something.
Right. Okay.
And I had all the parts there, and I thought, now, how do these go together? What did I do? I went to the worldwide interwebs.
Brilliant. That's what I would have
done.
Yeah.
Here's the offending door opener in question.
It's
kind of old.
Yeah.
It's an old unit.
It looks like I would say it's an average garage door opener. There are 3 buttons on it.
Yeah.
One is marked with 3 hash marks. One is marked with 2. One is marked with 1. So you know which button you're hitting. Okay. Which one opens your garage door? The 3? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait. That one doesn't. Well,
well, it should.
Let me.
It's supposed
let me,
to.
Let me continue.
All right. I
begin to look for videos. And nothing looks like this piece I have here. And I start to watch him, and, that's not it. And then, here we go. Bring this up.
Okay, your computer. Yes. Go ahead.
Miracle of miracles.
Hi, I'm Blair Gilbert, here for Gilbert's Pro Hardware in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, and MrHardware.com. We're going to go over the garage door opener transmitter that's in your car. You drive up to the house, you go to hit the garage door opener button, you're hitting it, and the door doesn't open, or you have to wait until you get close to the garage door to open it.
Pause for a second. Is he working with exactly what you just showed me, that garage door opener?
By the time I saw that remote? Bert here, I had watched other videos that were for different openers. Same company, Liftmaster, but not the same unit. But I watched the entire videos because I thought they'd get to one. And this is about the 5th or 6th video I watched.
Yeah.
And miracle of miracles.
Okay. All right.
He goes through a couple of different units. And then while he was picking up one garage door opener and putting others down, I caught out of the corner of my eye what I thought looked like mine. And here, I'll move that. Look here on your monitor.
That right looks there. Like yours sitting on the table.
That looks. And so I waited with bated breath for him
there
to get
it is.
Around to that.
Pick it up, Bert.
Master.
Yeah.
This is a crazy one. Look closely.
Wait, pause.
I have the crazy one.
This is the crazy one?
Right, because like everything else in my life, I'm always the special case.
What?
I remember when I broke my shoulder, the doctor came in the room and said, well, I haven't seen one like this in years. Yeah, because I'm the special case.
Oh, no. This is the... You never want to hear that when you're...
No, this is the crazy one.
And I'm
but
cheating.
His version of crazy is the 2 screws. You gotta open this up with screws. You can't just pop it open with a screwdriver.
Crazy. Okay.
It's crazy in his world.
Okay. Do you have a screwdriver that side? Do you have a little jeweler?
Yes, I had 2 of them sitting around just waiting to do the work. So
all right.
Here, we'll just...
some screws.
Yeah.
You have to undo the screws.
Undo
first.
The screws. Did all that. Right. That was already
this
done.
Baby apart.
There they are.
Now this one.
Pause right
to get
there.
The
pause. Because that's the picture you need. There the batteries are.
Right.
You can
and
see them.
So I zoomed in, big screen, looking at it very closely.
That's the shot you need right there.
Got all my parts.
We need the. I shot it through the snowblower guy to be.
Well, this
running
is,
you through this
is
pretty
close.
Close. Right?
It's his cousin. From whatever shores, Michigan.
Clearwater Shores.
Yeah.
That would be St. Clair Shores.
This is a crazy one here.
St. Clair Shores. Yeah.
There's the crazy garage door opener here. just a crazy thing there. You got the screw. Yeah.
Oh, when he said crazy, I thought they only made this for like 6 months and stopped. Yeah. Okay, the screws make it.
Now we're going to go
the screws
crazy.
Make it actually more secure. I think that's probably a better design.
So I had taken it all apart, and from watching the video, I you know, watched how he put it back together again, so I was pretty sure I had it together right.
Yeah.
But the crazy screws also screwed me up because, one, I don't know if you can see on this one, it's kind of rusted out on this side.
Okay.
And when I took it apart, the Phillips had a little X kind of stripped out.
Oh.
Not completely, but, you know.
Those are the ones you can't go to the hardware store and go, do you have one of these?
Yeah. So at this point, I went down to the basement and got out all the pans and tins and containers and sifted through and found one of, you know, a lot of little screws like that. But none matched up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tried the old one in there again, and I managed to drive it in there, and it held together.
Okay.
And at this point, the little blue lights, the LEDs behind the hash marks on the buttons,
they're working?
Lit up and blinked, and I thought,
boom,
okay.
You've got power.
Nice.
Okay. Back in action, yeah.
Okay.
Success. Mission complete. Let's
and
go
I,
open the garage
I got
door.
It all together on the desk there, and I sat nervously shaking hands and press the button.
Moment of truth.
And did you hear the garage door go, is it
not immediately, but after a couple seconds, I heard the clicking and clacking of a garage door opening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Miracle of miracles. Thank you, Lord.
I found the incredible video on the worldwide interwebs.
Thank you. What's
showed
his name?
You which way the batteries all go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got what's all the, that squared away.
What's the guy's name? Bert?
Bert.
Bert, something. Thank you, Bert.
And so I walked over to the garage and I pressed the button again and nothing.
What?
Yeah. The lights lit up on the remote.
Okay. All right. So you know you got juice
nothing
in that,
happened.
In the remote.
And at this point it's like Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation when the lights go off.
What the hell? What's
so you start what's clicking and clacking and button pressing and cursing.
Kicking plastic Santa across the yard.
Right. Yeah, understandably.
So I hit the wall unit, and it closed. I used the remote, and it opened again.
Whoa. Wait, so you could close it from the remote button? Or the
opposite of a lock. You know, you can open it from the remote but not close it. Eventually.
It's not, you don't have lights blinking or anything on the garage door opener? Like, hey, something's
in the way.
That
was before.
Okay.
I did that before. Right. I wasn't even paying attention to lights blinking because the door was going up and down at different times. Eventually, I got it to go both up and down with the remote, but not consistently.
What the hell?
So I just called the guys.
Is there a
sticker on my garage door?
So yeah, I do too. I was going to say
for the company that does that sort of thing, and
call that number. And
I babbled out my problem to the person on the phone, and she was very understanding.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you're not the first guy to call who's right on the verge of losing their.
And
I think they understand that.
And she put me on hold, and while I was on hold, I tried it again. I sat on the steps that go from the garage to the house, and the remote opened the door.
You just hit it, and it opened. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hit it a couple of times. Did a click it a couple of times. It's like, click,
that's not
nothing,
working.
Click
that's
again.
Not,
it's not working.
That's not working.
No, it's not working. That's right. Not how it's supposed to work.
It's one push. Boom, and the door goes up.
Right.
You got to sit there and go click, 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 click. That's not working.
Right.
Okay.
And I walked out in the driveway and tried it again, and nothing, so... I don't have a functioning garage door opener or something.
So what? When she got back to you, did she say we can send somebody out? Or
coming today between noon and 4.
Okay. All right. Okay. Happy holidays.
So then then I thought I would try another project.
It's not garage door related.
One of the lights on the outside of the house is burned out. Red and green lights that I just
you've talked
keep there
about
all
that,
year.
And you're afraid to replace it because you're afraid the color green won't match the other colors.
So I just vowed to replace both greens.
Boom.
And then I thought, well, you're going to get those green ones replaced, and then the red ones will burn out. So I just figured I'd buy all 4 bulbs and replace them all. because I'm going to have to get a ladder out. And what's, you know, difference between one light bulb or four light bulbs, not a big difference.
Just maintenance. Just maintenance. Power company does it all the time. They go around and rebulb all the time, taking out lights that are working and putting in different lights. Why? Because they know there's a life expectancy, right?
Yeah.
In those street lights. Yeah. So they're just going to get them out.
They just replace them, even though they're working.
There's nothing wrong.
My dad did that for years.
And how long have you had these bulbs in at your home?
It's been a long time. Well, one is burned out, so I expect the other three are going to go.
Yeah. Do them all. What is that? Just do them all. A $10 refit?
I don't even know what it is. It's probably, at most, it's $20,
okay.
$25, $30.
All right. So the red and the green are getting replaced.
Yeah, so I get out. I get out a ladder. I put it on the driveway and my open garage door.
It's like your mouth is open on your house. It's like you're breathing through your mouth. It's like your house is breathing through its mouth with the garage door open, and you can't get it closed. It's like your house has a
just sitting there.
Stuffy nose. Right, right.
So I take the burnt out green light bulb out down the ladder, put the ladder back in the garage, take the green light bulb with me to the hardware store to, you know, make sure I got something that matches. And I go with my garage door hanging open because I didn't have the energy to back out the truck, get out of the car, walk in the thing, turn on the garage door, go out the front door, lock the door.
When you came home, a gypsy family was living in your house because the garage door was open.
Well, you know, I figured this is my luck, so I better be quick.
Pack of coyotes living in your garage.
Yeah. Yeah, some wild coyotes giving birth to a litter of puppies in there.
Yeah, I got the soup kitchen going on.
Right.
If you watch the other guys, you know what I mean. So I go to the hardware store, and I walk down the light aisle, and I'm looking, and I don't see anything. And there's a Christmas light section, and I don't see that. Then there's a guy standing there in a red vest, and he goes, "Can I help you?" And all I did was hold up the light bulb.
Nice,
and
okay.
Kind of shake
and
it.
He?
And I just pointed at it, and he goes, yeah. Over this way, and he led me to the lights I was looking for. Well, boom. Some of them, because they only had green,
not red. Not really. Oh.
You're like, I want Christmas color here.
I was right about to say, not really a miracle, just good service.
They only had green, no red. So
okay, but the red are working at the moment, right?
Red are working at the moment, and he's another woman behind me.
You have the most unbelievable luck.
What is going on? What is going on? I got to ask. I have the special case every time.
Yeah, the red's been really hot this year. We've gone through a lot of red bulbs.
Oh, that's the most popular. Yeah. Nobody cares about green, Noel.
Red's been really hot this year.
Yeah.
Must be COVID.
Craziest thing. People don't like the green. They just want the red.
I think it's the COVID.
So a woman behind me wants the same thing, red and green lights. And
really? The same kind of bulb, everything, the whole?
Yeah. And so the guy goes and talks to some other clerk.
To supervisor.
Yeah, and he says, the reds are coming in tomorrow. Coming in tomorrow.
Big day.
Yeah.
Did you ask him, did you tell him, Bezos told me that the other day about my batteries, and they came in days later.
What time tomorrow? Is it going to be right when I'm headed home from here?
Right.
Or
when
is
do you
it
restock?
After the garage door guy comes? Because I can't leave and just get the reds anytime in the afternoon because I got to wait for the garage door guy.
Yeah.
So I said, okay.
Did you kind of do it like that? Okay. What time tomorrow?
Went home and closed up the garage door and headed out to another store to buy some red and green lights for Christmas. Just a tree. And because once again, you know, you put some lights away and they work, and then they just sit there for a year and you take them out and they don't work. So I thought
I had to explain this to a 14-year-old girl yesterday who was trying to decorate a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And she got the lights out and she put them on one of the trees in our house, had it all wrapped up, plugged it in. And she's going, what the F?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? She goes, half these lights don't work. She goes, they worked when we put them on. It's like this is brand new news to her.
Yeah. Well, she's learning at an early age.
I said, well, did you check them before you plugged them in? She goes, no. they worked when we put them away last year. We just put them in here and put it downstairs. And I went, yeah, the Chinese don't really care about that. I had to explain to her how the Chinese build garbage.
Listen, here, you know, when Joe Biden gets money from China, you think that's nothing. But really, he's paying people, or they're paying him to let them sell us crappy Christmas lights.
And then I'm getting why would they just stop working? Right. And I said, that is the question. Why? They just sat in a box, right? They were down there. They didn't get wet.
They weren't wearing out. There wasn't the wear and tear of movement.
They weren't thrown around all summer long in the box or anything like that.
You didn't see rats in there gnawing through the cables, did you?
No. I said, this is what happens. That's why you got to plug them in before you put them on. She goes, now I have to take all these off. I said, well, you don't have to. You can leave it on half lit. You know, it's your choice, but I said it's going to look ridiculous. You know, a little taunting.
Some hard life lessons for a 14-year-old.
But I just read it's news to her.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they work? Yeah. Well, the Chinese build garbage. What? Yeah, those probably came from China, and they don't care if they don't work on your tree. They don't care. I just kept telling her, they don't care. She goes, well, what do we do? I said, well, we go buy more crappy Chinese-built lights tomorrow.
Replace them with other ones.
Yeah, that's
what you do.
Yeah, so she said, well, can you get some tomorrow? I said, how many do you
need?
That's
a toss-up. That's a toss-up because here we are. We're still 3 weeks away from Christmas.
Oh, at least. Yeah, yeah, right, 3 weeks. You're right, a little over three weeks.
And the store I went to look for it's the Philips brand. I usually buy Philips.
So you're brand loyal.
Well, I want them to match.
That's fine. I'm just asking. So you know what you want. And you're not just going to grab.
They didn't have.
Did they have other lights that
other colors, wrong colors, red and green. I just get red and green.
Hello, Amazon.
No.
Back to Bezos.
No. Hi, Jeff. Just send me some Christmas lights.
Are we running out of Christmas lights?
Well, they didn't have any in the store, and I don't know, you know, how many strings don't work just because they've been sitting there for a year.
Yeah.
And then I got home, and I couldn't find the key to open my door, so.
Then what? Just sat outside?
Because the gypsies changed the locks while you were gone.
That's the first thing they do.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I can laugh about it now, but I was having a total Chevy Chase moment.
What
yesterday afternoon.
Didn't get the lights. The reds. We're out of the reds. Yeah. The reds will be.
Gotta come back for the reds. Gonna hit that on the
don't
way
worry,
home
I'll
today.
Don't worry. I'll just get some new trees, some lights for the trees. They don't have the brand
as
you're looking for.
As long as I'm out,
the colors.
I might as well get some other lights. They don't have those.
The garage door's not working. Your house is breathing through its mouth.
Yeah, and then I can't find the key to open the door.
Oh. Merry effing Christmas!